This is the Epilogue audio experience.
Hello, listener. Thank you for tuning into this podcast where I bring to your ears inspiring conversations with some of the best artists, singers, composers, lyricists. Every week I talk to a musical genius to find out their creative discipline. I am Eva Bhatt and you are listening to 9XM Soundcast from India's leading music channel 9XM. Do subscribe to this podcast on Epilogue Media, your one stop for engaging and entertaining podcasts. Thank you, listener, for enjoying our last week's episode featuring Karsh Kale. और इस हफ्ते हमारे podcast पर हैं आपके favorite पंजाबी और Bollywood club hits जैसे DJ वाले बाबू, अभी तो party शुरू हुई है, Buzz, Nagin की singer आस्था गिल जुड़ी हुई हैं हमारे साथ remotely all the way from Cape Town where she's shooting for a reality show. Her latest single with Badshah featuring Jacqueline Fernandez, Pani Pani, is out now and creating waves. And I'm sure it's going to be super fun talking to her, just like we enjoy grooving to her songs. Aastha Gill, how are you? And aapka bahut bahut swagat hai hamare is podcast par.
Thank you so much, Eva. And this intro that you just gave was amazing. And I'm overwhelmed with everything that you just said.
Thank you so much, and I'm just so excited by the very fact that you know you are connected with us right now all the way from Cape Town. Tell me, वहाँ का मौसम कैसा है, और how's the entire excitement and buzz going on?
Looks pretty sunny today, but the weather here यहाँ पे मौसम बहुत ही ज़्यादा unpredictable है. कभी बिल्कुल ही ठंड हो जाती है, कभी बिल्कुल sunny, कभी बिल्कुल बारिश हो रही है, कभी मतलब सब कुछ हो रहा है, एकदम कुछ भी हो रहा है यहाँ पे. So that's that about the weather. Otherwise, the excitement is super, and I'm having a great time. And all the contestants here have become like a family now, because it's been over a month now, and we are having such a gala time. I can't even like, I don't have words for that.
And ऊपर से आपका single release हुआ है, तो उसपे चार चांद.
This is the first time I am not with my team during the release of my song. And I was initially like a little disheartened, because I wanted to be with that team, but the kind of support these guys gave, oh my god, I like everyone, like from Anushka to Shweta Di to Arjun to Nikki to Abhinav to Varun, like literally everyone supported me so much, and they're helping me promote the song, because honestly everyone loved the song. And not only the contestants, everyone from the production team, everyone from the styling team, makeup team, everyone's loving the song. So I'm overwhelmed with the response here. It's like seeing the live response, live reaction of people to the song. So
absolutely, Aastha, it's really like, as I said, sensational. And the sound of all Badshah songs have always been something that we fans always look forward to, and also your combination, your chemistry with Badshah has been like forever types, abhi to party shuru hui, all the songs. And so let's just talk about you and Badshah. I remember a few years back when I had interviewed Badshah for DJ Wale Babu, and at that point of time, Aastha Gill, the face of Aastha Gill was not that popular and not that known. So I remember him in each and every question, in each and every reply of Badshah. He had stressed about you. He had highlighted one name, and that was Aastha Gill. She's like, she's the voice of this song, and she's the heroine of this song. So he was all praises about you.
Wow. ये बात मुझे भी नहीं पता थी. I had no idea about this, because वो कभी मेरे मुंह पे मेरी तारीफ नहीं करते, and that's our bond. It's more like a brotherly sisterly bond, and he always appreciates me behind my back, which is something that I really like about him, because अभी मेरे मुंह पे कोई तारीफ करता तो मुझे डर लगता है मेरे मुंह पे तारीफ क्यों कर रहे
Right.
So it's that, because I'm not used to it, and like he always encourages me, sometimes criticizes also. sometimes, you know, when I'm at my lows, he comes and motivates me, and you know, so it's like that. He has been the biggest support for me in my career. And about the songs, I feel our chemistry shows, and we are lucky for each other. That's what I feel, like both of us. And our combination, like people after Buzz, people were literally waiting ki dono ka comeback kabhi aayega. And now Pani Pani is out and everyone's like, ooh, wow. Blown.
Absolutely right. And, you know, we'll talk a lot about this song. But just one thing that I really wanted to ask, that, you know, we, you know, the audience might feel that, you know, wow, so many hit songs, back-to-back songs, you know, life must be a cakewalk for, you know, artists like you or, you know, many others. And especially in this digital age, tell me about, you know, the real... you know, the hustle behind, you know, all this, you know, success and whatever name and fame that an artist achieves. You know, it's not easy. It's not the way that it looks. So a little bit about your initial, you know, if you can say, you know, that hustle that you also had to go through and you still have to go through sometimes. How do you, you know, deal with all those, you know, challenges and, you know, challenges of your life as an artist? And the fact that it's not easy, like it looks.
It looks easy, but it's not. Yes, I agree with you. After every hit, we get stressed about, you know, how are we going to break this and how, what's next? You know, now the expectations are somewhere else. And what if we underdeliver? What if we can't stand up to the expectations of your fans, of your audiences? And... like even in your relationships, you know, when someone expects more out of you, there is a pressure, right?
Right.
If you suppose, like I'll just give a very small example. If you are planning a party for your loved ones, right?
Right.
For your family, for your parents, and they have certain expectations from you. Imagine the kind of pressure that you'll have. Oh my God, everything should be perfect. Nothing, you know, even a glass should be like in sync with the theme or whatever, like, you know. So this is a very small example, and that's how we feel. Now, after like Pani Pani already is doing so well, and I am working on my next single now, I don't know. Like yesterday only I was just talking to my manager and we were like discussing. I was like, I'm so stressed. What am I going to do next after this? You know, because maintaining that is very difficult, very difficult.
Yeah, and so, and also absolutely right. And also tell us, you know, Badshah ke saath aap kis tarah se judi, or you know, again, you know, that struggle wasn't easy for you, or how easy or how difficult were things for you also initially as a new singer in the industry? And today, you know, you have made your name by yourself, by your work, you know. So tell us a bit about that also. That will be really inspiring for new singers. Upcoming singers.
Badshah bhai se main mili through Raftar bhai. Raftar bhai was my college senior, and he I met him in the last year of my college, and wo unhone mere ko gaate hue suna, because I used to participate a lot. Like I was like, main padhai kam karte the, participation mera 100% tha. So he heard me singing and he was like, I really like your tone. You have a very distinct quality in your tone, which I had no idea about. I was like, pata nahi kya bol rahe, you know. But he was like, we'll work together. And yeah, well, we started dubbing a couple of songs when I was in college. But at that time, like, I also took it lightly. I was like, aise bol rahe na ki hum log karenge, karenge. I was like, theek hai, but if I have an opportunity, I'll go for it, irrespective of whatever the results are, right?
Right.
So he introduced me to Badshah Bhaiya one day. And like, him and Badshah Bhaiya, they're planned. Ki hum log ek team saath mein shuru karenge called Titans, jisme wo, main aur Raftar bhai aur Uday Yunan. Yunan is he was a child artist at that time, now he's a grown up. So Raftar bhai ke saath kar raha hai wo bhi kafi gaane, and wo plan tha basically ki hum char log ki ek team hogi called Titans, and like two rappers and one female artist and one male one kid artist, so it'll be like a different combination. But then it didn't work for some strange reason, and Raftar bhai signed with Manch Baji, and
right, we had him on the show.
Yeah, and Badshah bhai signed with Sony Music India, and you know, things went in different directions.
Happens.
But Badshah bhai took me with him, and he was like, "You also, I'll talk to Sony, and you know, you'll sign a deal with them." So I signed a deal with Sony Music, but I was so new. I was so new that I had no idea how things worked in the industry. And I was just sitting waiting ki label kuch karega, ye hoga. But, you know, after like DJ Bale Babu ke baad, I wasted like 3 years just waiting for a song to be released. And he was like, nothing will be served to you on a platter. You'll have to get up and work for it, you know.
Wow.
And then I realized that, you know, okay, this is where I was wrong. And I already wasted like 3 years waiting for magic to happen. And then after that, I started working and, you know, meeting new people, making new music. So that was a learning phase for me. But let me tell you one thing, every day is a struggle for everyone in their own respective fields. Because you get to learn every day, you get to experience new things every day. Nothing is same, nothing is permanent, nothing is constant. So I feel it's the most important thing is for you to enjoy your journey than, you know, crib about failures. Failures har kisi ke hote hai. जीतता वही है जो फेल करके भी उठ के खड़ा होकर दोबारा भागे दौड़ में.
बिल्कुल बिल्कुल सही कहा. एंड आई मस्ट से हाउ करेजियस ऑफ यू, हाउ जेनरस ऑफ यू टू बी यू नो सो ऑनेस्ट अबाउट यू नो ऑल ऑफ दिस एंड यू नो टू शेयर दिस स्टोरी विथ ऑल ऑफ अस. सो वाओ, थैंक यू सो मच आस्था. टेल मी यू नो व्हाट इज योर पर्सनल रियाज रूटीन. यू नो आई वांट टू नो हाउ डिफरेंट इट इज फ्रॉम you know the others, or you know generally what is your riyaz routine, ya fir music mein koi aisi cheeze hain, lessons hain jo aapne seekhe hain and you feel like sharing with you know aspiring singers?
Honestly, let me tell you about my first of all riyaz, because main riyaz bahut zyada karne ka time nahi mil pata mujhe. And before I started, I used to do this as a hobby with my dad. तो मैं, मेरे पापा इज ऑल्सो इनटू म्यूजिक एंड वी यूज्ड टू सिट टुगेदर एंड वो मुझे राग सिखाते थे कुछ कुछ और ऐसे, मतलब लाइक इट्स बीन वेरी लॉन्ग कि मैं प्रॉपर ऐसे बैठ के रियाज करने बैठी ना 2 घंटा 1 घंटा, बट इट्स मोस्टली नेचुरल दैट आई हैव. एंड मेरा जो मेन जो मेरा प्रैक्टिस टेक्निक है वो ऐसे है कि आई प्ले म्यूजिक एंड आई सिंग विद इट एंड आई ट्राई एंड एक्सप्लोर डिफरेंट सिंगर्स voice tones, voice modulations, and I try and stand in front of the mirror, and I just don't like sit and, you know, do riyaz and all of that. I stand in front of the mirror and I do the whole thing to, you know, how to present a certain,
because you're a performer.
So that's my routine. Like, I know it's a little funny and it's a little unusual than what actually singers do, but like I love doing this. This is something that I enjoy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing this. Let's talk about Pani. You know, how did the idea come? And, you know, anything interesting about, you know, the making of this?
See, honestly, for the idea, you'll have to ask Bhajavya, because it was completely his idea. And I still remember I was in Chandigarh dubbing some other song and I get a call from him and he's like, "Ye voice note hai aur tu isko aise se dub kar de." And it took us 1.5-2 hours to decode that voice note, because what he sang in that voice note was completely different from what he wanted. So it took us quite some time, and then I dubbed and I just asked him a simple question. I was like, "Feel kya hai gaane ki, you know, mere ko ye aap samjhao ki, like, feel kya dalni isme, kya expression kya." Wo kehte जैकलिन है गाने में, अब तू देख ले. मैंने कहा ओके, ऑलराइट, आई डोंट नो व्हाट टू डू,
राइट, एब्सोल्युटली,
आई हैव टू साउंड हॉट एंड दैट्स समथिंग आई विल डू नाउ. एंड आई वाज लाइक, उसने मुझे छुआ भी नहीं, आई लिटरली स्टूड इन फ्रंट ऑफ द मिरर एंड आई सांग दिस सॉन्ग, यू नो दैट.
But you know, all the hook steps of your songs are also like, you know, something that, you know, the audiences also enjoys. And wow, must say that the song is beautiful, like every Badshah song. You know, not every Badshah song is just a club hit, I feel. And also because the fact that Badshah himself is a big 90s fan, everybody knows that. So, you know, you have that melody always in, you know, most of his songs.
Yes.
You have that beautiful
best part about his music. Exactly. That's the best part about his music. And that's what I love the most. And he just knows, yaar. He's a musical genius. I know that for sure. Because I have seen that. Aur ye literally like, बैठे-बैठे आइडिया आता है उनको यार ऐसे बैठे-बैठे एकदम से आइडिया आता है एंड आई एम लाइक क्या हो आप लाइक हाउ डू यू डू दिस यू नो एंड आई एम ब्लेस्ड टू बी अ पार्ट ऑफ हिज टीम एंड अ पार्ट ऑफ हिज लाइफ
वाओ एब्सोल्युटली एंड आई थिंक द वीडियो इज आल्सो गॉर्जियस गाइस वी ऑल आर obviously enjoying and grooving to Pani Pani, Saregama's latest single featuring Badshah and Aastha Gill and the hot Jacqueline Fernandez, of course. So it was just amazing, you know, chatting up with Aastha all the way from Cape Town. And jate jate, a personal request which we do to, you know, our artists, if possible, a folk song. You know, I still remember, you know, your first song, Dubchik, is like my all-time favorite. I mean, I love the song because it that beat that Haryanvi thing was just so, you know, cool.
Okay, I'll sing a Punjabi folk song because Haryanvi mein cool lyrics mein phas jaati hu har jagah jaati hu. To Punjabi gaati hu. Neek meri akh kashni duja raat de neend rene maarya shishan utred pa gayi ਬਾਲ ਬੰਦੀ ਨੇ ਤਿਆਣ ਜਦੋਂ ਮਾਰਿਆ ਇੱਕ ਮੇਰੀ ਅੱਖ ਕਾਸ਼ਨੀ ਇੱਕ ਤੇਰੀ ਇੱਕ ਮੇਰੀ ਸੱਸ ਬੁਰੀ ਪੈੜੀ ਰੋਹੇ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਕਰ ਦੋ ਕਾਲੀ ਲਿਰਿਕਸ ਫਸ ਗਏ
That's okay.
Chudas chandrida na 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 gali na 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 na.
Wow, Aastha.
I'm really bad with lyrics. Like
that's okay.
Mazak. Everyone who knows me knows the fact that I'm कुछ भी गा कभी कभी मैं stage पे कुछ उल्टा सीधा भी गाया था. और लोगों को feel में पता भी नहीं लगता लेकिन that's like मेरी किस्मत है लेकिन like.
Aastha, you're so much fun and you know we are waiting for the time when we'll get to interact with you, you know, face to face. You're so much fun as like, you know, you are in your, you know, songs and videos. So it's just brilliant, you know. I had a lovely time.
I love meeting new people and I love sharing my vibe with others and, you know, taking something from them. So I had a great time. Thank you so much, Eva. This was a beautiful, beautiful interview. And I am hoping to see you very, very soon. Just stay safe. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Aastha Gill. You were listening to 9XM Soundcast. Do subscribe to the podcast.
So true. Every day is a hustle. Artists deal with a lot of stress and it's not that easy and glitzy like it appears. Success won't be served on a platter. You will need to get up and work for yourself, work on yourself. A great learning, a lovely tip given by Badshah to Aastha Gill, and I think it was really nice of her to have shared this personal lesson with us on this podcast. Nothing is constant and permanent, so enjoy your journey and the process. So guys, share with me your experience of listening to this podcast. Write to me at eva.bhatt@9xmedia.in. You can connect with me on Instagram at evabhattpodcast. Rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to the podcast on Epilogue Media, the website, so that you don't miss any episode. You can also enjoy the videos of our previous episodes on the official YouTube channel of 9XM and Spotlamp. Just search 9XM Soundcast on YouTube. I will talk to you guys next Wednesday with a fresh episode. This is me, Eva, signing off for now. You were listening to 9XM Soundcast on Epilogue Media. Hey listener, did you check out 9XM Song Secret? A perfect podcast for music lovers, जहां host Shefali Juneja बात करती हैं आपके favorite artists के साथ उनके कुछ secrets जानने. वो secrets क्या हैं? For that you will have to listen to this cool podcast, 9XM Song Secret.